Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Welcome back to the Cedar Bucket Restaurant as we have the coaches' conversation going on along with the United Way kickoff breakfast here. $10. You can part of those proceeds go to the United Way and get you a great breakfast here this morning at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. To Coach Matt Williams of the Smyrna Bulldogs, and Coach, a nice win last night. Any win at this point is nice because, you know, you have to have wins. Playing kind of, I guess you've heard every cliche that's out there, backs against the wall, dogs in a corner, whatever. But 36-7 win at Ravenwood last night. I don't care what kind of opponent it is. When you're in that situation, you know, it's a game of football. The other team's going to try to keep you from winning. So it's a nice win.
Oh, yeah. We knew they were going to, you know, it was their senior night. And we knew it was going to be, they were going to come out ready to play. And, a win is a win. You're right. And, that's what I told our kids. I told them to enjoy it. And we would deal with all the mistakes and whatnot. We're actually bringing our kids in tomorrow. But we deal with that, when time is right. But tell them to enjoy it.
Well, you have to bring the kids in tomorrow, I guess, because it's an early week, and we'll talk more about that coming up. But at this point in the season, knowing all of those things, and instead of throwing those cliches out, I'll forego that. But knowing where the Smyrna Bulldogs are in the football season, now 5-4 on the year, one game left to play, it's not very hard to get these young men motivated to play the game of football, is it?
No. The reporter sort of asked me something about that last night. I mean, if you having to get them up for this game, you know, you got a problem. It's a whole lot going, a whole lot riding on this game, and at Siegel on Thursday Night Lights, and I've said this a lot, but as a high school kid, when I played high school football, we didn't have any games, on TV or anything like that, and I think it's a pretty cool deal for them. And so I think our kids will be excited about it, and it'd be one of those deals that they'll remember for the rest of their lives.
Well, not that it's popular belief, but you and I did not grow up before there were televisions either.
No. We grew up before the cell phone and some of that stuff.
Yeah. But let's see. What was the situation with DeMario last night? He did not play, and Lorenzo Williams, of course, he filled in admirably, almost 200 yards rushing the football, 178, two touchdowns. So he did well, but DeMario didn't get any snaps last night.
No, it was precautionary. We held quite a few starters out last night, precautionary type stuff, and trying to get them healed up, and just didn't want to aggravate. We had some ankles we didn't want to aggravate, and DeMario was a precautionary type deal. Had it been a district game, he probably would have gone. And it was just one of those deals where we felt it was probably smarter to keep him out. Then Lorenzo stepped in and just did a, fantastic job.
So DeMario wasn't the only one. You had other ankles and tweaks and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had, I think, four or five starters that didn't play last night, and, got them some rest, and hopefully they'll be ready to roll.
Well, we had the opportunity to see Ravenwood, and, they are not – up to the level of our district competition,
right,
and things of that nature. And not that you went into it thinking this is, a takeoff game, but you haven't had one like that. I mean,
No.
Haven't had a game like that with an opponent where if you've got a player on the fence that, you could sit him out, get him a little extra week to heal.
Yeah, and, you don't ever go. You sort of, as a coach, I guess, plan it how you think it should go in your mind. And, I was listening on the way in. Ron was talking about that. And it's about 99.9% of the time not going to go that way. So,
yeah.
We probably didn't handle business as quick as I would have liked to. I was really hoping to get some of our younger kids in a little sooner than we did. But we felt like coming in the second half, we obviously had to get our kids some work. We went in the half just 16-0. I was not very pleased. But, you go in those games, and they're high school kids, and they're going to make mistakes, and, we've got to clean some of those things up. But I'm smart enough to know that, there was a huge game on the horizon, and, again, they're 16, 17-year-old kids, and you can talk about not looking ahead and doing this and doing that, and, some of that goes in one ear and out the other. But we did some good things last night. I'm going to sit here and gripe about a victory. We had a punt return for a touchdown, and scoop and score for a touchdown, and caused some turnovers and stuff that I was happy about. And, I think our kids – they'll be ready to go. So
you so many things can happen in the course of a football game, and you go in flat, the other team comes in thinking this is our, world championship game, and you get that recipe going, and it could be a whirlwind for, anything can happen in a situation like
that. Well, you just can't let a team hang around there. You know, we really did started the game like I wanted to. You know, we had a little sky kick, flop kick that we recovered and got the ball right away and punched it in, and, it was 14-0 fairly quickly there. And, as our kids, and I still haven't figured it out, and maybe I'm not smart enough to do it, but we sort of always have a lull there. You know, we're going to make, at that point, we generally turn the ball over, do something that just doesn't help us. We drove the ball down inside their 10 and fumbled the football there, and, would have been a chance to go up 21-0, 20-0, something like that. So there's things, we made mistakes, but, again, I'm not going to sit and harp on it. We know where we're at in the season. We've got a huge ball game ahead of us, and we've got to sort of we're going to correct the mistakes and move on. So.
You did take advantage of the shorter field early and a Raptor turnover to get those couple of scores there early in the first half. But, not to keep harping on a couple of the bad things, but penalties last night seemed to kill you.
They did. And, again, that's one of those things we talked about that right before. Well, we talked about it all week, number one, and then we talked about it right before we go out. You play a team like that, and I want to, first of all, say their kids played extremely hard, and their coach ought to be proud of them. They did play hard at times. They, I thought they looked like they wanted a little more than we did. But, penalties did, that is a concern. And it was a chippy ball game, and I sort of knew that going in. There's times when teams don't have anything to lose, and their kids, probably, have some frustrations built up, and they're going to do some things, and you just can't react. You look on the film, and you see, it's always going to be the second guy, and you're on the road, and, I sort of got on film at halftime. We got to be smart enough to figure out you're not going to get that call. They're going to see you. They're going to see the guy in the purple and the gold, and they're going to throw that flag. So I was not happy with that at halftime, and our kids have got to show more composure in some of those areas. And, we're going to deal with that tomorrow. We're going to talk about it tomorrow and straighten some things out. And we'll put that behind us.
We're talking this morning to Matt Williams about the Smyrna Football Bulldogs, 36-7 win at Ravenwood last night after, 16-0 at half. I guess this is how – if you were dreaming as a football coach of how an opening drive is supposed to go in the second half, would that be it? I mean, 80 yards, score the touchdown, do everything like you're supposed to.
Yeah, and I was proud of that because, like I said, I wasn't very nice at halftime at all. And, and said, said some things that needed to be said. I don't know if they came out and responded. And I thought we played a lot better in the second half. We still made some mistakes, but drove the ball down, scored what we were supposed to do there, and, continued to make plays. And, had offensively, I thought we had some linemen that, did a really good job blocking, and had a young man, Chase Murphy, our fullback, that I think had 40-something yards rushing that gave us some, gave us some good carries there and did a really good job, caught the ball in the backfield well at times. So had some kids that did some good jobs there and, some things to build on.
Matt, I wrote down the last couple of weeks, you've been looking at needing a win and needing a win and needing a win. And that really started early because you kind of got behind the eight ball early in the season. But now that you've climbed over 500, 5-4, I know it's not, we can take this week off or anything like that. That's not what I'm trying to say, but you have accomplished at least the goal of getting there and making this last game of the regular season mean something because, earlier in the season, it may not have been at 1-3.
No, I mean, our kids, done what they had to do. And, our goal as far as high school is not to be 5-4. And obviously, y'all know that. I know that. And that goes without saying. And I'm not, going to sit here and say we're really happy about our record, but there's not much we can do about it at this point. But be resilient. And we talked to our kids. I've said to them before, they don't make a lot of movies about the front runner all the time. A lot of your movies are your Rudy type movies, the guys that come back from a setback and are able to keep getting up, off the mat. And, I taught our kids to be an example to people. It's easy to be a front runner. It's hard to, get punched in the mouth and get back up. And, our kids have done that over and over. And we talk about football, and, we get a lot of publicity around here for our district and, state, whatever. Football is a parallel to life. And, I talk about that a lot. And I mean that. Our kids have a chance here to learn a life lesson and, do something that a lot of people don't think they can do. And that ought to be motivation in itself enough to finish this thing and make a run. So, I think our kids will do that. And then hopefully we can be a good example to some people.
I guess I've every time that the movie Rudy is on, I'll flip it on, and my kids, that shows you how old it makes me feel, but my kids say, was that movie black and white? And, you know, was it, did they make it color? It's like, no, but you know, that is such a great football story about right. Not only, I mean, you could take that as an individual coming up through or a football team, you know, and how the season can change. And, you know, if you keep working at it, but it was this kid's life, you know, and so that's exactly what you're talking about here when you talk about, you know, life lessons in the game of football. And a lot of times you have here's the challenge ahead of you. Mm-hmm. When you move on and can continue a loss, you're going to make it a lot more difficult on yourself, and that's what it comes down to on Thursday night this week.
It does. I mean, it's you know, huge game, and we're not, you know, it is what it is. You can't sit there and tell your kids all, you know, relax, and you know, we obviously want to be composed, but we know there's a lot at stake, and we've got to prepare as such. And you know, it's got to be a no nonsense week, you know, with no issues, no distractions, and you know, we're gonna come in tomorrow at 4 o'clock and get started on that. And our kids, you know, I think will be excited. I think our kids have generally, you know, we've probably been inconsistent this year, I'll say the least, and it's been a hard thing to figure out, but. When we've had a situation like this, you know, we've generally done a good job and you know, played up to the situation. So I have no doubt, you know, I have confidence in our kids that they'll come in and do what they need to get done.
You've played the last three or four weeks in that same manner to get to this point. So, I mean, I guess you're well versed. I mean, the kids know what's on the line and what they need to do to continue.
We're as battle tested as anybody. I can promise you, but you know, our kids are I guess battle hardened, I would hope, and you know, we're gonna get some guys back off injury, like I said, and you know, it should be a good deal. It's gonna be a good game. You know, Greg does a great job over there, and you know, they got a really good football team, and it's gonna be a huge challenge. You know, so it should, you know, for fans and whatnot, you know, it's gonna be an exciting deal.
Well, I would expect a lot of Smyrna Bulldog fans will make the trek to Siegel High School, and Siegel will have a great crowd on Thursday night. We're gonna broadcast the game as well, and gosh, I guess what do you say? I this is probably not one of those games you have to motivate,
no.
Just like the last 3 weeks. Or do you have to motivate kids to play football at Smyrna High School?
I'll be honest with you, but you know, they show, you know, coaches giving speeches for a game and stuff. I don't know if they hear any of it, so I'm not gonna. I try to be brief in my messages and to the point. No, you shouldn't have to motivate. I mean, we got a chance to be 6-4 going to playoffs with momentum. That's the biggest thing. You want your team to peak at the right time, and we've got an opportunity to do that. And as a coach, you know, that's where you want to be. And, you know, that's our goal. And, you know, our kids, again, like I said, we're going to have a great week and going to be playing a great football team and a big environment. So, you know, it's everything you would ask and more.
Through this last part of the season, you know, you mentioned peak, and it seems like your team is kind of peaking at the right time. And not that you played terrible early, but just didn't have a break or two go your way. A lot of times you have to make your own breaks, and you've been doing that lately, and the wins have been coming. So
yeah.
Hopefully that's momentum that can carry the Bulldogs on through.
Yeah, we hope so. You know, a lot of turnovers. Had, you know, P.J. Whitaker last night had a punt return for a touchdown, and you know, also had a long touchdown catch. You know, you got kids like that stepping up, making plays, and you know, so hopefully we'll continue to have kids do that and be moving in the right direction here at the right time.
Matt, congratulations, and we'll tell Greg or Brian, whoever comes this morning for Siegel, good luck to them as well. But we'll say it to you right now. Oh, good
sure.
Luck to the Bulldogs.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. That is Matt Williams joining us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner. His Bulldogs 36-7 winners at Ravenwood.